We sent our revelation to Musa, saying, Set forth with my servants at night, and strike a dry path for them through the sea without fear of being overtaken by Pharaoh, and without any fear while passing through the sea. Pharaoh followed them with his armies, but the waters completely overwhelmed them and covered them up. Thus Pharaoh misled his people instead of guiding them aright. O children of Israel, we delivered you from your enemy. We fixed a time to grant you the Torah on the right side of Mount Tur, and we sent down to you manna, the sweet dish, and salva, quail meat, saying, Eat of the good things that we have provided for your sustenance, and do not transgress, lest you should incur my wrath, and whoever incurs my wrath is surely bound to perish. But the one who repents, becomes a believer, does good deeds, and follows the right way, shall be forgiven. When Musa came to Mount Tur, Allah said, But why have you come with such a haste ahead of your people, O Musa? He replied, They are close behind me. I hasten to you, O my Rabb, so that you may be pleased. Allah said, Well, listen. We tested your people after you, and the As-Samiri has led them astray. So Musa returned to his people in a state of anger and sorrow. He said, O my people, did your Rabb not make a gracious promise to you? Did my absence seem too long to you? Or was it to incur the wrath of your Rabb that you broke your promise with me? They replied, We broke the promise through no fault of ours. We were made to carry the weight of the ornaments of Pharaoh's people and cast them into the fire. And that was the As-Samiri suggested. Then he forged a calf in the shape of a body, which produced a mooing sound, then said, This is your God and the God of Musa. But Musa forgot to mention it to you. What? Could they not see that it did not respond to them, and that it could neither harm them nor help them?